Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi, Eric. Good to see you again. Welcome to He Said, Ella Dijo.
Hello, hello.
What's happening?
Not too much. Not too much. Your show just premiered, huh?
My show premiered.
You were obsessed all night on Instagram, social media.
Yeah, because
promoting.
I wanted to see how it was doing. You know, the East Coast premieres first, then I have to wait 3 hours to be able to see it over here in Los Angeles. And, you know, there's a lot of effort and a lot of hours put into this. And this is the 10th season. It was a big deal. You know, this is the first time that I'm being the judge, the president of the judges. And it's a big deal for me because, you know, I don't work in the Latino market a lot in Spanish. So every time I do, I get so incredibly nervous because it's like a whole new universe for me.
But in general, here's what I've come to realize, and we'll talk more about Media Combat, you actually enjoy watching yourself.
I do.
Whether it's TV show, whether it's shows you've done, hosting, whether it's judging, acting, you actually like it. We're opposite in that regard.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, I'll watch myself, but usually it's by myself, and I'll do like a recorded version, and I'll, you know, maybe just see how the scenes turned out. But you actually like watching it, and you like watching it with people often.
I do. I don't have a problem. There's a lot of actors No, I don't. It's a way for me to, it's almost like an exercise, like doing homework. Like, I have to watch myself
to
see.
No, but do it by yourself.
I can do it by myself. I don't mind it. I'd rather do it by myself, to be honest with you. I'm very critical, and I see, you know, like, for example, I watched the show last night. And even though I know what I did, once it's edited, you know, when the production does whatever they do, I want to look at lighting. I want to see the interaction and the chemistry between the judges. I want to see if I'm using my arms too much.
I
like to learn.
Like I do, watch your stuff the next day. But you already saw all those dances live. You saw everything live.
It's not the same when you see the actual edited product. It's a way, I'm also producing this thing. It's a way for me to learn about the final product.
Are you really giving notes on the producing side?
They don't really ask me, but exactly. I have.
You're not like, guys, cut away too soon.
I do have a producing credit, which I thought it was so graceful of them, you know, but it's my first year being involved fully with this production. So I'm not going to lie. I'm a little shy when it comes to like, this is my opinion. I think this needs to be improved, but I've been vocal about things, but everything is running beautifully. And listen, judging is much more difficult than I thought. You know why? Because it's so uncomfortable. The production wants us to be very honest and always start with a negative and then a positive. But a lot of these contestants, they're incredible dancers. There's nothing negative for me to say. And I know the work they put into it. You know, I grew up dancing. There's a lot of sacrifice, hours, pain, injuries, all kinds of things. And it feels shitty sometimes to be like, well, I think that you need to do this and this. It is, I thought it was going to be much easier. But once you're there and you see the work put into it, I feel like I don't want to be negative about anything because I wouldn't appreciate somebody shitting all over my performance.
But are there any bad dancers on your show? Like, you know,
there's eight of them.
In the regular Dancing with the Stars, like you'll see some that are just awful dancers. No, and then you see them improving it better.
Yeah, but this one is called Mira Quien Baila All Stars. There are eight. At least five or six have very solid dance backgrounds and they're killing it. And then there's two or three that they're movers, they can move, but the level of dancing doesn't even compare. But it's all about the progress and the evolution. And this is what people need to understand. There's one girl that is clearly superior than everybody else as a dancer. She's an incredible dancer. Incredible. So a lot of people are saying, you know what, this is not even fair. Just give her the crown. She won. But what people and the viewers have to understand, and I read comments on social media, and sometimes my blood boils because I just want to chew them out because it's not only about how good you are, how technical you are. This whole thing is a reality competition. It's about progress, evolution, interpretation. There's two kids that they're not even close dancing wise at the level of dancing from this girl, but they're very charismatic and they are working really hard and they're like the sleepers, the underdog, that I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season, one of them will take it because it's not only about your dancing technique. It's about a combination of a lot of things. And people can be so mean and judgmental on social media. And it's like, guys, if you only knew, there's a lot of different elements. And I'm not discrediting, there's two girls actually that are phenomenal. They're incredible. And their final most likely is going to be between them two because they're just on a league of their own. But let's not take anything away from the other ones that really want it as well. And they're working really hard. Anyways, that's what's happening with Mira Quien Baila. The traveling is bananas. I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in 2 nights because my body's all confused, but it's all worth it. I'm having a great, great time.
You love dressing up.
And I love dressing up. And I had a beautiful white dress. Gabby Rojas, Gabby Rouge, my stylist in Miami is doing a great job. Listen, I love it's plain dress up. It's just having a great time. It's spending time with the Latino audience, the U.S. Hispanic audience that I value so much. Así que yo lo hago por ustedes, para ustedes. La estoy pasando bien. Gracias por el apoyo. Gracias por el cariño.
All of that.
You look very bored. Did I bore you right now?
No, I love all that.
No, you didn't. You're like reading. He's not even paying attention to anything.
At everything
that
on
I'm saying.
Our,
he's kind of like, when is she going to shed the heck off?
I'm looking at a rundown. How rude are you?
No, you are.
I
like
asked
looking
you those
like
questions.
You're like so annoyed. You want to talk about
that
the
is
rookie?
Not true.
Go ahead. Talk about the rookie.
That's not true. How dare
my
you?
God.
I'm just looking at what's next.
What is next? But Bunny is the biggest star of the moment. Will you let your kid listen to his songs? I don't even know. I don't think Isabella knows who's Bad Bunny.
Yeah, she knows who Bad Bunny is.
She knows?
I don't know if she knows super well. And I know some of it's like any, you know, songs can sometimes be hard to fully understand, and her trying to understand it in Spanish. I've heard the a lot of his lyrics are pretty hardcore. Are they? I like his music. I just don't understand any of the lyrics, so
yeah,
I don't know.
They're very, I think things are getting a little bit more mellow when it comes to his lyrics. Maybe I'm making it up, but when he started, yeah, it was, I think it's called trap. You know what that means?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not rap. They, that kind of music is called trap. No, but it's called, my apologies, guys. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I was in Puerto Rico doing Fantasy Island, and they explained to me what trap music was, which is like a reggaeton, like rap in steroids, but everything is very controversial and very, the lyrics are pretty ugly.
Oh, really?
And dirty. But I don't know if I'm correct.
One of our friends just went to his concert and said it was the best concert he had ever been to in his entire life. And he's been to a lot of concerts.
That's insane, though. That's insane. So, listen, as a Puerto Rican, I'm incredibly proud of him. You know, this kid used to be a bagger at a supermarket in Puerto Rico, and then he was discovered, and now he's the number one. There's a college. What is the college? A very prestigious college that is now going to do a whole course, like Bad Bunny.
But what is that course about? Reggaeton?
Reggaeton and the phenomenon of just believing in yourself. I have no idea. And then there's a street named after him right now, like at the holiday really? In LA. They're making a day. Like
in Puerto Rico?
I don't know if I'm making. Am I making that up?
Oh yeah, there's a Bad Bunny Day. No, in Los Angeles, there's going to be Bad Bunny Day in Los Angeles. Yeah. And also, some of these stars that even showed up to this concert that our friend was at: Brad Pitt, Cardi B, Vanessa Bryant.
He's the biggest thing ever.
That's a pretty broad group of individuals. Other than they're all entertainers, but different.
Listen, good for him. He's definitely doing some magic. There's some magic potions going on over here. Because his rise to fame and
meteoric,
it's been monumental.
Now
supernatural.
He's got a big superhero Marvel film coming out, El Muerto.
He can act though. You saw,
he was great in Narcos.
Narcos, he was fantastic. I was like the lady that does my hair on Fantasy Island is his personal hair lady, and she was telling me that he loves acting and he's gonna transition and he has so many things that he wants to do. So there's going to be Bad Bunny for a while.
I told her I wanted to go to that concert. And she was like, no, I'm not going to go to that concert. It'd be too crazy, too crowded.
Bad Bunny, I'll go to your concert anytime.
You were just worried because it was so crowded. That's why.
I don't like too many. Yeah, I wouldn't
be
able to do it.
She would get claustrophobic, but we both would have been at it. But we would have had fun listening to all that music.
It would have been great. It would
have been a big party.
No, I think I would.
She just gets
I would have to have like my own box or something that
out.
I just see it from the distance. I wouldn't be able to be in the middle of it.
Bad Bunny, we want to come, but we want to sit in a box.
Can you hook that up?
Can you hook that
up, Bunny,
fellow Puerto Rican?
I can hook it up. Bad Bunny, El Conejo Malo.
I'll go.
So go. Tell Brad Pitt to take you.
Ah, Brad. Man, you know what's really crazy is we were having this conversation at with a friend, our daughter's good friend and her grandpa. Funny enough, we were talking about my boy Tom Brady. I have never really cared about celebrities in this business, you know, getting divorces, being shocked, being feeling bad. It's just kind of like, it is what it is. You know, it's life. I don't know why people get so invested. They're just celebrities. They're making it a bigger deal. With this whole thing with Tom Brady and Giselle, I'm truly affected by it. I feel bad for them. Like, I feel like we should be praying for their marriage.
For what? Brady?
For Tom and Giselle.
I think it's done.
I know, but I feel terrible about this. I told you, I don't usually care about
maybe she's gonna be happier by herself.
It makes me sad. I really want to see them make it. That whole, we watched the whole, you know, Man in the Arena. We felt
what about this thing that we saw yesterday, the Redeem? What I didn't see the whole
you
thing.
Just
I was reading
my topic.
Because
you don't care about them getting a divorce?
No, I do care, and I feel terrible for them, and it's so sad for the kids and them. It's awful, but let them be. They'll be fine.
The Redeem team. I made Redeem. You watch a lot of basketball with me last night. We finished up
the
Lakers documentary.
That
was
incredible.
Crying through the whole second half of that, which is crazy.
Oh, the Lakers thing?
Yeah, I was in tears the whole time.
Why?
It still affected me watching them. All these people talk about
Kobe
Bryant. I wasn't
looking at you. I was mad at you. We were mad at each other. We had a really bad night last night, and we watched TV next to each other, but very much apart.
I was in tears watching Kobe Bryant. I wasn't even thinking about being mad at you. I was just sad.
I'm sorry.
Like, it still affected me to this day watching
the Kobe thing is,
clips about Kobe
awful.
And
it's
Gianna
awful.
And hearing everybody talk about him.
And he was such a loving dad. That's he
devastated
me.
I was like, but that's a great documentary. And then we watched the Redeem Team, the new Netflix documentary.
Highly recommended. That was awesome too.
Again, I got choked up. Kobe made me super sad.
Kobe, it's insane.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times, on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
speaking of the Redeem team, did you find yourself very engaged in this basketball? So the Redeem story, this Netflix, is about the Olympic, the rise and fall of sort of USA Olympic basketball, and how we were at the peak once our pros started playing. Even before our pros, we were still a dominant force in the Olympics. And then when the pros started playing, we were obviously the greatest in the world. And then it's like we got complacent or taking for granted the level of play, and these Europeans and just international stars, not even Europeans, but South Americans, everybody, they were just getting better and knocked us off the pedestal. And it's about the rise of the USA team getting it back together. And Kobe was a part of that team with LeBron and Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. Were you shocked by how much you liked that documentary?
I loved it. I enjoyed it. I like sports and I loved it.
You like the Olympics too.
I thought I loved the Olympics. And I like the story behind the story, meaning how mental health and how getting them to understand the importance of chemistry and being a very cohesive team, because they're all incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. They're all stars in their own rights, and they know they're like superhuman, all these
put
athletes.
Put all the egos aside.
And for them country. To understand that this is for the country, and the importance of just like synchronicity and energy, and like just this is a team, and this is not about you or that. It's like you have two alphas, and everybody here is going to be an alpha. And this coach, I thought he was so...
Coach K, he's great.
I've never heard of him.
Coach K?
In my life, entire life.
Forever. One of the most famous college coaches on the planet.
He is unbelievable. Yeah. Because what he did with them mentally to make them accomplish what the goal was, it was all mental.
He's one of the most decorated college coaches.
I've never
seen
him in my life.
But again, coaching college players is different, right? Because they're still looking up to you and they need to get that approval to be winners, to go to the NBA and make the big money.
Yeah.
He had coached Olympic teams before and had taken a lot of them to championships, and he's just...
Is he
coach.
Always the coach for the US?
He has been quite
USA
a few times.
Olympic team?
I don't know how many times they brought him back in to coach for that season, or for that Olympics. But I forgot how often he was.
So that was 2008. Has the US won every single Olympics after that?
I think after that we've won them. Oh, I could be wrong. I don't want to misspeak, but we've won for sure some.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God, I loved it. I just like accomplishment.
What was wild to me is you realize when you put this group of celebrities and stars together, how big Kobe Bryant was. Right?
They were saying in China, thousands of people. Everybody else was non-existent. It was so weird.
Yeah, and this is like LeBron at his peak. This is Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade coming out of his peak and still being very, very relevant as one of the best in the league. But they said nobody could even come close.
What's crazy
to Kobe Bryant in celebrity,
the most polarizing figure, because you see, he wasn't really liked by many. He was just Kobe. So much into himself, and he's so quiet, and it was all about him and his craft and him as an athlete. He didn't spend time with anybody. He was his own island. And guess what? They loved him, even though he was so controversial. You know, like
for
people
sure.
like Morbo. It's the weirdest thing. Anyways, yeah, well, thank you for making me watch The Redeem Team. I learned a lot and I enjoyed it.
For sure. Till next time.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.